welcome to the Simple Sophisticate Podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. I'm your host, Shannon Abels. And whether you're listening on your commute, exercising, working in the garden, or sitting down with a hot cup of tea or a cafe au lait, thank you for tuning in. Let's get started. Well, welcome back from the weekend, everyone. I hope the last few days have treated you well. And we are going to dive into making those everyday work week days, Monday through Friday, even on the weekend, depending on if you just stay home and are taking it easy, making them just as wonderful as those weekends that we get away and travel to someplace new and exciting. I was watching over the weekend a PBS show, one of Rick Steves, the travel guru you no doubt know about. He was talking about places to go and see in France. And of course, this caught my attention, as you would imagine. And he was actually staying in a bed and breakfast or hotel that was in a chateau in Amberieu, France, called the Chateau de Prie. And one of the quotes or one of the statements made by his companion as they were sitting outside having dinner one evening was, quote, "He who comes home with the most money doesn't win. He who comes home with the most experiences wins." And of course, I instantly was nodding. Yeah, if you're having that kind of experience in the chateau and in beautiful countryside of France and you have amazing gourmet food in front of you with wonderful company, absolutely, I agree with this. But I started to think about it and I started thinking, why do we have to wait to go on vacation to create a life of experience that makes our life all the richer? Because after all, 5 days out of the week, we are working, we are with our family, or we are doing whatever it is that we need to do to save for retirement, to make sure that we're able to pay the bills, whatever it may be. So why not spend that time making the everyday luxurious? In today's post, I'm diving back into the inspiration that I have found in my travels in France. And I know it's been a while since we've had a Francophile episode here on the Simple Sophisticate. I think the last one we had was back on episode 4. So I felt it was way overdue to dive back in to a French-inspired way of living, bringing those everyday rituals and routines and enlivening them, bringing them back to life, making that every day a little bit more luxurious. So today I'm going to talk about 20 ways that we can make the everyday all the more luxurious. Now, if you want even more ideas, I have an entire chapter dedicated in the book, Choosing the Simply Luxurious Life, A Modern Woman's Guide, entirely dedicated to the French way of living, your Francophile tendencies, and all those things that just kind of are inspired, or what we read about, or what we see, or what we've experienced if we've ever had the opportunity to travel to France. So that's chapter 10, indulging your inner Francophile. So if today's podcast or today's episode piques your interest, you'll definitely love that particular chapter. Let's get started. One of the most exquisite pleasures in my experience has always been having time at home without a to-do list, or having the to-do list completed and having free rein on whatever it is I want to do and just being at home. To enjoy my sanctuary is something that comforts me, rejuvenates me, and allows me to dream so that when I do step outside and go to work or wherever it is my life is taking me, I can then do, seek, and produce whatever it is that I'm, you know, that I desire. It is one of these things that in life that I treasure very much and is part of the reason, well, is a significant reason as to why I sincerely believe in living a simply luxurious life. And so all of this began, I would have to give absolute credit to how I was raised. My mom was always cultivating a warm home, but as I grew up and I was on my own and as a young woman, I realized I have to be responsible for cultivating that. And my question then was, how do I do that? How do I do that? So it took a lot of exploration, a lot of dead ends from time to time, and it did take some investment, so patience was required, as you might imagine, to create a space, starting with my sanctuary, starting with my home, whether it be apartment or a house, that allowed that every day to be just as stimulating as any new experience I may have encountered if I'm traveling. And so as I went about doing this, I began to pay attention, first of all, to my home environment. And then I began to pay attention to how I was spending my days. Was I exhausted and unfulfilled at the end? Or was I exhausted and feeling productive? Big difference. Did I have time in my day to spend it with those I loved? Converse with those who engaged in creative, uplifting, and thought-provoking conversation? Or did I make sure I had time to care for myself in such a way that respected my overall health? And depending on whatever my answer was, wherever I was in my life at that particular point, I would tweak, eliminate, or maximize, or designate more time or less time to those activities that improve the quality of living. I want to share with you a real quick quote by Bessie A. Stanley. She says, "He has achieved success who has lived well, laughed often, and loved much." And I want you to keep that quote in mind for a second. This quote reminds us that living well truly is about prioritizing how we spend our days. Did we make time to enjoy the day, not just make it through? Did we make time to spend it with those we hold dear? Did we take time to respect what our minds and bodies need? Or did we cram everything into our waking hours in order to fit a mold that we weren't even consulted on with regards to how we're supposed to go about our day? Everyone's path to living well and living a life of quality is definitely going to be different. But the key is to know what you want. I say this, and I want to focus on this particular point. Make sure whatever it is that you want, that it's a loose understanding of what you want, not a constrictive or not so specific and rigid that you miss out on the concept or the ideas of the life that you want, because it may appear and materialize in a way you hadn't imagined, but it still may bring that feeling, that essence that you were trying to seek in the first place. Because as we know, our lives intermingle with the rest of the world. But if we bring our best selves, have good intentions, and are willing to be truly ourselves, success is possible when it comes to living well. So why not live well each and every day? Why not use the nice china in the middle of the week? Why not treat ourselves regularly to dinner out or lunch with a dear friend at a restaurant that piques our interest or tantalizes our taste buds? Why not sleep on silk pillowcases each night? Many may quickly scoff at such ideas as being too indulgent, thus deflating the exhilaration that is felt when such experiences are only enjoyed from time to time. But what I hope to bring to your attention today is that with patience and careful planning, everyday life can indeed be lived luxuriously and can actually enhance the quality of our lives. So today we're going to dive into those 20 ways to foster a simply luxurious way of living every day of our lives. So let's get started. Number one, cook at home. For some people, this is going to be a no-brainer. Absolutely easy. They love to be in the kitchen. I get it. That's me. And for some, it's not going to be as easy, or it's not something that you enjoy. But it's something that during our everyday routines, if we have a few simple recipes we can follow, or those essential ingredients in the fridge, it makes our budget actually shrink a little bit. We don't have to spend so much money because we're not eating out as much. It also will help our waistline. And honestly, it can be very therapeutic after a long, stressful day, or just a long day where you've given it your all and you're exhausted. Now, I don't mean spending hours and hours in the kitchen. Believe me, on the weekends I can do that, but definitely not on the work days. But if you just have a simple recipe for your vegetables, you roast them in the oven with a little olive oil and salt and pepper, then you have a little bit of a fillet of salmon, or maybe a tenderized piece of chicken, flavor it up. Add a great glass of something that you enjoy, and ta-da, you're done. Whatever it is, cook at home if you can. It'll up the quality of your everyday life, save you money, and really will help your waistline. Number two is indulge in cafe time regularly. What I mean by cafe is all of us probably have a favorite place to go to buy that scrumptious hot chocolate, in my case, or a cup of joe, or a cup of tea. Maybe it's a tea house you like going to. Or maybe there's just a place that has the best pastries in the town. Whatever it is, wherever it is. Treat yourself once a week, maybe twice a week, depending on your schedule and when, you know, you need time to get away. Take a favorite magazine, take the latest Vogue, or take that opinion piece from the weekly newspaper that you've been dying to read but just haven't had time. Or take a friend and treat each other to a sweet treat as well as a drink. These cafes are fantastic for places to relax but also feel at home, especially if we find a place that suits our personality. And when we become regulars, there's nothing more lovely. I know this sounds really simple, but there's nothing more lovely than coming up to the counter and they already know what you're going to order. They may not know your name. Sometimes they will. But they know by your face that you're going to order such and such. And that just makes me smile. It says they pay attention and that they really appreciate their customers. But number two, you appreciate coming there. And they recognize that. You've enjoyed coming there and they've created a culture that's inviting. So number two is indulge in cafe time regularly. Number three is wear luxurious lingerie every day. I've talked about this in my book as well, but lingerie is a necessity for the woman who wears it, not necessarily for anyone who might see it. Why? Because simply knowing we are wearing beautiful, comfortable, luxurious lingerie makes us feel a little bit better. And everything begins with how we feel. Our thoughts, what's running through our minds. And if we feel good, we smile more readily. And if we smile more readily, our attitude is obviously shifting in the right direction. And we are more open to new experiences. And thus, people are going to be more drawn or more feel more comfortable in our presence. So, and I know that sounds far-fetched, but it can start with a little bit of lingerie in the morning. Now, I'm not saying go out and spend a ton of money right now in this moment, drop a bunch if you don't have any little beautiful lingerie. But it's something to start investing in gradually. Maybe for Valentine's this month, buy yourself a beautiful set of lingerie. And then each Valentine's, add another set. It will take time, but if you take care of your lingerie, if you buy the right lingerie for your body, for your clothing needs, it can make a huge difference in how your clothes will look, but also how you feel each time you get dressed. So number three, wear luxurious lingerie every day. Number four, let go of busy. This is a powerful decision and it will absolutely change your life for the better when we realize that being busy, feeling every minute, is not what's going to make our lives more productive and better. It's just going to exhaust us and probably drive us a little crazy in the meantime. I mean, so we have to really consider, what is it that we're doing? Why are we doing it? And can we let go of some of these things so that it's more of a life of quality than a life of quantity? A life that focuses on what is necessary and lets go of the rest is a life that's not busy, but that is efficient. And when you let go of busy, you have more time for moments of simple leisure and luxury that cultivate an everyday life to savor. On the blog, on today's show notes, I'll actually share with you a link to a previous blog post that talks about the whole concept of busy versus efficient, and we'll dive deeper into that whole subject. But just for today, consider letting go of busy, number four. Number five is cultivate a capsule wardrobe for each season. Now, this is something that I talked about in previous podcasts, but it's definitely something important to invest in. This again is like the lingerie concept. It's going to take time to invest, but as you start investing, you'll start realizing that, oh my gosh, I have a handful of different outfits that I can choose each and every day and know that I look good in each and every one of them. But it doesn't mean you have a ton of clothes. It just means that a lot of your clothing can mix and match and it'll work for a multitude of occasions. I'll leave a link on today's show notes, /podcast23, as to how to build your own capsule wardrobe. But again, it's about creating an everyday that you feel good when you walk out that door so that you can be your best self. You can forget about your clothes basically once you walk out that door and just do whatever it is your day is demanding. Because as we know, presence definitely plays a role. How we present ourselves is a language all its own. And so when we know we look good or look our best for the proper occasion, we will be that much more confident to do whatever it is we need to accomplish that day. So number five is to cultivate a capsule wardrobe for each season. Number six is follow your own schedule. And I plugged this one in because I was thinking, I think about this a lot actually, because especially as a teacher, there's a very rigid schedule that we follow from Monday through Friday. And then on Fridays and Saturdays, typically it's game night or the events night for the kids, and they do their thing. And the same thing happens in college as well. And so as I've been a high school teacher and been a student basically, or been in that schedule of a student all my life with regards to being a teacher, it's easy to get in the mindset that only Friday and Saturday are evenings to go out or to stay up late or to thoroughly enjoy yourself. And that's the whole thing about living well, is you need to create a schedule that works for you, not a schedule that other people will accept and applaud. Perhaps you prefer Wednesday evenings out because Thursdays are lighter days at work and you enjoy spending your weekends waking up early and getting things done. Whatever schedule works for your goals, your intentions, your health, your family, adhere to it and don't apologize. After all, our lives, our needs, and our desires change as we go through life. Listen to what is nudging you. Listen to what your life needs, your schedule needs, your body needs. Call whatever is calling your name. And that is where you'll find the unexpected beauty in your schedule, in your life. So let go of what everyone else says your schedule should be and create one that works best for you. That's number 6. Number 7 is discover a personal scent. You may have one for fall and winter and a different one for spring and summer. You may have one for morning and work and a different one for evening and play. Whatever it is, similar to knowing that you're wearing luxurious lingerie, is knowing that you have a scent that you can layer upon your skin before stepping out the door for work or for play. It's a simple act you do every single day, and it is a bit of investment, but one that will reveal your attention to detail for those who take notice. Number 8, subscribe to daily, weekly, or monthly periodicals. Running throughout the philosophy of living simply luxuriously is being well-read. Depending on your lifestyle, your curiosities, where you live, and your interests, you will select reading material that interests you, that piques your curiosities, per se. Most importantly, the key is to gather knowledge. Choose to learn something new every day. Maybe it's something with science. Maybe it's about a new book. Maybe it's about a new restaurant review that you're interested in. Whatever it is, read. Look through, peruse, flip through, see what catches your eye. Maybe you're going to go try that restaurant that catches your eye, or maybe that play that's playing at the local theater. Ooh, you want to take your family, your friends to that. Become in the know of current events in order to strike up a conversation with anyone. Reading in truth is a way of tickling our brains and refusing to live each day the same, even if the events may be routine. So a simple little twist on how to make the everyday a little bit more interesting, should we say. Number 8, subscribe to daily, weekly, monthly periodicals. Number 9, save time and do not wash your hair every day. This is a trick that a lot of women have suggested, especially those in various French books that I've read. But by purchasing dry shampoo, and I love Clorane shampoo, dry shampoo that is, I use it, I always have it on stock, I always have it in my travel bag as well. For those day afters, that just allowed me to spruce up my hair, soak up those excess oils, and my hair looks like I just have just done it. You may have to add a few extra curls if you curl your hair, to add a few bit of body, but you not only will save time, but you save your hair and the condition of your hair. And who doesn't want to save time, and who doesn't want their hair to always look great, right? So number 9 is don't wash your hair every day. Number 10, invest in quality skincare products. Back in episode 13 of this podcast, you may remember we talked about how to create glowing skin. And I'll provide a link to that podcast on today's show notes, /podcast23. So when you invest in quality skincare products, you're allowing your skin to look and feel its best. That glow is going to happen, more ready to appear or to occur. The power of prevention is real. And while it takes time and it does take a bit of investment, the payoffs are tremendous. Number 10, invest in quality skincare products. And if you go to podcast number 13, I have a list of items that I use that I highly recommend for beauty, for skincare. Number 11 is design a workout regimen to look forward to. Whether you enjoy exercising outdoors and Mother Nature or attending classes led by your favorite instructors that inspire you and have classmates that boost your mood, explore your interests and community to see what is available and what captures your needs, but also your proclivities, so that you do look forward to it and you don't dread it. Most people have, after having exercise, say that they do feel better, that they do feel energized, their mood is boosted. They may be exhausted, but they feel good. Less stressed, more energized. And if you can bring that into your everyday life, everything else is going to be affected positively. Everything else. One of the activities that I enjoy doing once a week is heading to Walla Walla's Revolver Yoga Studio. You have a mix of the community that is of all ages because it is a college town. But you also have an owner that's inspired, that thoroughly loves what she's doing, and that makes a huge difference on the environment and in the other instructors that are teaching the classes as well. I absolutely look forward to going to this class every single week, and I can't necessarily say I feel that about every exercise that I want to do. But for this one, it continues to grow as far as my interest. So find something like that, because it is out there. Even if it's just walking, find a path that inspires you. Take a route around houses that give you all sorts of ideas for your own home and your own yard. Whatever it is, find a workout regimen that you look forward to. Number 11. Number 12, find time to treasure hunt. Whether it's on the weekends, maybe it's once a month, whatever. Again, we're trying to make this more of an everyday occurrence. But even if you're not necessarily looking to buy, you can always find inspiration. Whether it's in a consignment shop, a secondhand shop, or maybe it's at yard sales, or maybe it's in antique boutiques, or even just boutiques that have a sale and you get to go peruse the racks and who knows what you're going to find. You can grab inspiration anywhere to use what you already have. You don't necessarily have to buy every time, but be open to treasure hunting. After all, isn't life in general just a huge treasure hunt? We're looking for how to live our best life, and that in itself is hunting for a treasure. So if you view life that way and bring a little bit of that actual treasure hunting into your life, who knows what you'll find? Who knows what you'll bring into your life? That's number 12. Now I'm going to take a quick 1 minute intermission and then I'll return with the remaining 13 through 20 ways to create everyday luxury. Welcome back. We have 8 more ways for everyday living when it comes to making our days more luxurious, more simply luxurious, that is. And I want to get right back into it. So number 13, let's get started. Number 13 is be sincere yet kind. There is nothing quite as sweet as going to bed knowing that you were sincere, but as kind as you could have possibly been to people, even when you didn't know how to handle the situation. Whether it was simply saying, I hear you, I don't know if I can help you, but I'm here, or saying, I will try, I will do my best, but I can't make any promises. At least you're allowing people to be heard. That doesn't mean that you're letting them cross your boundaries at all, but it is something to be said for knowing that you did your best when interacting with people throughout the day. And I know we have days, each of us has days where we're grumpy, and the people that we interact with have no idea why we're grumpy. They are not the reason, but for some reason we just take it out on them in one way or another. I'm guilty of it as well. And it's something I work on, especially during those days that I know I need to really be buckled down and say, okay, take a step back. This has nothing to do with them and just get through it. But if we can be kind, yet be sincere at the same time, temperate with honesty, we will definitely create everyday lives for ourselves that allow us to sleep well at night, I guess you could say. And that is a huge, priceless luxury. So number 13, be sincere, yet kind. Number 14 is shop at local vendors and boutiques. Perhaps you live in a town that you have hand-selected for the community that it offers. What an amazing thing, right? But that's not the case for everybody. Either way, when we support our local vendors, whether it comes to food or local boutiques, when it comes to shopping for gifts or necessities, when it comes to food, this strengthens not only our ties with these people, but also strengthens our economy in that local community. Additionally, when we're buying local food, we're actually helping our health as well, because there's fewer pesticides, if not having food that is free entirely of pesticides. And then it also will have more nutritional value because it hasn't traveled so far. So there's a multitude of benefits to shopping locally. Something to try to do as often as we can. Number 15 is eat real food. Full of flavor that will satiate. Real food is a choice your body will thank you for. Processed food may be more convenient, most certainly. And it may help reduce your shopping trips to the grocery store. So it may seem like it's saving us time. But in the long term, processed foods are a bad investment. Returning home after a long day, knowing the food you will be incorporating into your meal and putting into your body that's going to be satisfying and nutritious, removes that guilt, gives us something to look forward to, and will properly fuel our body for the day to come. Why not be conscious of this decision? A simple decision, a decision we make multiple times a day, but it will pay off in dividends. Number 15, eat real food. 16, elevate the conversation. I know this seems like it's a simple thing. We all are aware of this, I think, but it's easier said than done, because it's easy to be sucked into conversation with people we work with or family and friends, and they may not even be realizing they're doing it, to be honest. And we may do it on accident, just not thinking about it, because we want to vent, and we do need to vent every once in a while. We do have questions about things that are going on in our world. But if we're aware that complaining and gossiping are not going to cultivate an environment that is someplace people want to be around, when we're aware of that, we can shift the conversation. In fact, when conversations are full of curious information like books or local events or recent news or studies and science that we didn't think were possible, but man, we're like, woohoo, they found that out. We can walk away from that conversation feeling inspired and motivated and eager to try something new, perhaps. And who wouldn't want to go back and communicate with those people that inspired that conversation? Be that person. Be that person that is a part of a conversation that's uplifting, inspiring, and thought-provoking. It's going to take some conscious effort, but it will definitely be appreciated. Number 16, elevate the conversation. 17, create an evening routine to look forward to. At the end of the day, our bodies and our minds may be entirely taxed. And that's why even more so, those 15 minutes, that 30 minutes, that hour, whatever it is your life allows for you to unwind with a favorite pastime is crucial. Could be a good book. Could be simply putting your feet up, turning on your favorite music, and maybe dozing off a little bit. Whatever it is, create something that you can look forward to no matter what your day was like. Because just knowing you have that at the end of the day may help you get through it. Keep it simple. Don't make it super complicated or super expensive. But definitely have something to enjoy at the end of the day. Number 17, create an evening routine to look forward to. Number 18, schedule regular spa appointments for beauty and health maintenance. So much like exercise, caring for our bodies is a means to care for our health, our beauty, our overall beauty, and our mind. So be sure to schedule your regular facial or regular massage, your haircut and color, your waxing, any of those must-dos. Make sure you schedule before you walk out the door when you've just finished your last appointment. Such appointments can offer that respite in the middle of the week that will no doubt leave you rejuvenated, and you shouldn't feel guilty about it. So long as it's in your budget, so long as it's something that's healthy, allow yourself to enjoy those moments. And it will be that little bit of luxury in an everyday that we're trying to cultivate. So number 18, schedule regular spa appointments for that beauty and health maintenance. Number 19, Stock a bar cart for spur-of-the-moment entertaining. Whether you drink alcoholic beverages or not, stock a bar cart that has drinks and nibbles at the ready for last-minute guests. Even for one or two guests, or having a bar full of wine or beer, or even if it's set up for breakfast, maybe you have your croissants and your tea set up on this bar cart. You can use a bar cart for anything. It's just simply a way to bring the food and the drinks to you wherever you want to do your entertaining. You don't have to just do that in the dining room. You don't just have to do it in the kitchenette. You can bring it to the living room, the sitting room, the library, the office now. And it's a way, again, of making the everyday a little more luxurious. Now, in future episodes and later on the blog, I'm actually right in the middle of a decor project that's dealing with just this, building a bar cart, styling it. And you may have seen a glimpse of my bar cart this last week on Instagram. But as soon as I get it all finished, trust me, I will share with you how to style it in a handful of different ways for just what I was talking about. So number 19, stock a bar cart. Number 20, the last one, fill your home with inspired music. For techies or retro audiophiles, have your turntable or your playlist ready for any occasion. From leisurely jazz tunes when you return from work and wish to read the daily news, to beautiful Bach in the morning as you get ready for work. Set up your music station. Maybe you have a turntable, or maybe you have a station for your iPhone or your iPod that plays your music. Set it up, turn off the television, and forget about time, even if it's for just a moment. Whatever inspires you in your travels or remains memorable to you from your past, why not bring into your everyday life any of those little details that are possible? Cultivating an everyday life that perhaps no one would believe is possible, rest assured. After all, as Annie Dillard reminds us, how we spend our days is how we spend our lives. So why not spend your life living well each and every day? Now, for all the show notes and details and links that I talked about throughout the day's podcast, you can find that at www.thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast23. Now, stay tuned for this week's petite pleasure that ties in perfectly with today's episode's topic of everyday luxury. I'll see you on the other side. Welcome back. Now, in today's petite pleasure, we're talking wine. Now, of course, we can't talk about France without talking about wine. And I know not everyone drinks wine, but I do want to talk about it in today's petite pleasure because I discovered something in the last couple years that, how did I not know about it before? How did I not figure this out? So simple, but it makes a tremendous difference. So being someone who lives near Walla Walla Valley, which has over 100 different wineries, I am spoiled. I can go buy a bottle of wine, but get to taste it before I buy it so that I know exactly what I'm getting. That is the ultimate luxury. It's not possible, though, when you're shopping elsewhere if you're not at an actual vineyard, right? So a couple years ago, I was living in the Pearl. I had an apartment in the Pearl, and I was just kind of perusing around, and I'm talking about the Pearl in Portland, Oregon. And I run across the wine shop Liner and Elson, which is actually in a nearby district, the Nob Hill District, on 22nd, between 22nd and Quimby, Northwest 22nd and Quimby. Well, come to find out, it's been raved about in all sorts of publications, from Bon Appetit, which ranked it as, or called it, coined it one of America's six great Main Street wine shops, to the Wall Street Journal. I mean, it just gets getting rave reviews. And it's just this simple little wine shop, but simple in the means of it's just nondescript on the outside, but inside, you have got tons of wine to choose from. The key, though, is not necessarily the wine itself, but the people who work there. You can trust their recommendations because you can't taste all the wine. You have to trust what they're going to recommend. And I can say from experience that whatever I have purchased from their recommendations, I have never been disappointed. So last weekend, I was making a dinner and I wanted to pair this T-bone steak with a really good red. Well, 2 weeks ago, I decided to pick up some wine and I mentioned to one of the gentlemen, it happened to be Neil Thompson. he recommended this particular red wine from Bordeaux, France. And I'll share a link to it actually on today's show notes. Because you can, this is the good news, you can order their wine online. They will ship just about anywhere in the United States. And I think there's a few places outside the United States they will ship to as well. So he described this wine to me. And of course, everyone's descriptions or understanding of descriptions is a little different, but I trusted him. And then I tried it this last weekend. And oh my goodness, it was absolutely amazing. And it wasn't through the roof expensive either. I mean, I know some people can spend $75 to $100 a bottle. I am not one of those people. I am not one of those people. And it is a red, so you're going to have to spend a little bit more because it's been aged for 10 years. It was worth it. It was absolutely worth it. Today's Petite Pleasure isn't necessarily about this particular wine shop, although I am going to provide a link to them on the blog, because if you're in the Portland area, I highly recommend you going there. Tell them what you're trying to pair this wine with, whatever the wine is that you're looking for, the food it is you're going to be making, and they will not lead you astray. But my recommendation today is to befriend a local wine shop. Find a local business that you trust and just go in and buy one bottle of wine and bring it home, have it with your dinner, have it with your dinner guests, and see how it turns out. Once you can trust that wine shop, go back. This is part of that frequenting a local shop, frequenting local vendors. There's something to be said for that, but there's also something to be said for trusting that whatever wine you're going to be pouring in your house is going to be good. And that's worth paying for, even if you don't go buy wine a lot. But if you know you have a special dinner or a special occasion, trusting that that wine is going to be good makes a wonderful difference in your peace of mind as the hostess. So I will provide all sorts of information and links on the show notes for today, the simplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast23. But the overall petite pleasure is really just find those wine shops, the wine shop in your area, in your town, that you trust, and pay them a compliment by bringing in your business. They will appreciate it, but your taste buds and your guest taste buds, most importantly, will appreciate it as well. All right. I hope you've enjoyed this week's Petite Pleasure, where each week ideas are shared to make the everyday all the more enjoyable. Tune in at the end of each Monday's podcast, where I'll recommend a book, a film, a recipe, or from time to time introduce you to an expert who offers insight into how to live simply luxuriously. Anything that is a simple pleasure to satiate your sophisticated taste. Thank you for tuning in to the Simple Sophisticate podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. For more ideas and inspiration throughout the week, stop by the blog, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com, or pick up the book, Choosing the Simply Luxurious Life, A Modern Woman's Guide. Until next Monday, I'm your host, Shannon Abels. Bonjour.